弟兄姊妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们在礼拜五的晚上过了一个非常有意义的受难节的晚上，来教会来纪念主耶稣基督的牺牲。
We spent a very meaningful Good Friday to commemorate the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus.
在那个晚上，我们记得主耶稣的身体是为我们舍的。
That night we remembered that the body of Christ was given for us.
主耶稣的血是为我们流的。
His blood was shed for us.
今天早上我们来到教会的时候，
This morning when we come to church,
是何等的兴奋。
It's how excited.
假如你去看南加州的天气啊，
If you go to see the weather forecast of Southern California,
在复活节下雨的几乎是非常少的。
The chance that we had rain on Easter is very, very slim.
我到了这个年纪，我几乎每天都看这个天气预报。
At my age, I look at the weather forecast every day.
上一次下雨是在2020年。
Last time we had rain at that time was in the year 2000.
但是那天早上只下了0.06个 inch。
It only rained 0.06 inch.
再上一次是在2013年。
And last time before that was in 2013.
只下了0.03个 inch.
It only rained 0.03 inches.
我们在南加州庆祝复活节，几乎每一个复活节的早上都应该是阳光明媚。
Every year we celebrate Easter was used to be sunny.
但是今天下雨的天气并不能够改变我们心里面的那种兴奋。
But yet today the rainy Sunday did not change our excited heart.
因为复活节唯一的信息就是主耶稣复活了。
The only message that we celebrate today is that Jesus has risen.
他是活的。
He is alive.
所以我们也有活的盼望。
So we have this living hope.
所以呢，今天早上大家也听到我们的赞美队。
So this morning we also heard the Singspiration team.
他们预备了差不多两个月的时间。
They prepared this for almost over 2 months.
我们的诗班。
Our choir
也差不多预备了两个月的时间。
Also has practiced this for over 2 months.
这一切都是值得的。
This all is worthy.
因为我们要把最好的献给这位复活的主。
Because we need to give our best to our living Lord.
但是今天让我们来看一看我们刚刚所读到的经文。
Let us study the passage we just read.
就是当主耶稣复活了。
When Jesus was resurrected.
我们刚刚读到的经文。
We read,
耶稣已经复活了。
Jesus was resurrected.
并且耶稣在不同的场合跟他所爱的人跟门徒显现。
And he appeared to different people in different situations.
可是我们看到在他们里面有一位的门徒叫做迪斯马的多马，24节。
But in among them, there was one disciple called Thomas.
经文很清楚地告诉我们，他说
那
十二个门徒中有称为迪斯马的多马，耶稣来的时候他没有和他们同在。
Now, Thomas also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came.
所以呢，当那些门徒对他说，说我们已经看见主了。
When the other disciples said, we already seen God, Lord.
可是多马却怎么回答呢？
How did Thomas respond?
多马却说，他说我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I would not believe.
所以多马给我们看到他是一个常常有问题的多马。
So this Thomas is very doubtful.
他因为他的疑惑，所以他在这里他说我总不信。
Because of his doubt, he said that I would not believe.
事实上，假如你去看在福音书里面记载，当耶稣复活以后
，In the gospel, when you read about after Jesus resurrected,
很多门徒他们都有这样的问题。
Many disciples had this kind of doubt.
假如你去看马可福音啊
，If you go to look at Mark,
马可福音在很多的版本。他都只是写到马可福音第十六章的第八节。
If you look at Mark, chapter 16, verse 8.
但是假如你看现在有的圣经，他也加上从第九节一直到二十节。
So many versions today added from verses 9 to 20.
那但是从第九节到二十节里面，他就讲 比方我们看第十节。
So look at verse 10, for example.
他说他去那他去告诉那些来跟随耶稣的人，那时他们正哀痛哭泣。
So she went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping.
然后在十一节这里他说，他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信。
When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it.
然后我们看第十三节，他说他们去告诉其余的门徒，其余的门徒也是不信。
And these that they reported to the rest, but they did not believe them either.
所以到了第十四节那里，他说十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信。
So later Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith.
他说他们心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见的人。
And the stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
并且在十六节耶稣讲这句话，他说信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Now Jesus said in verse 16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
所以今天对于我们来到复活节的早上，
So for us who come to this on this Sunday,
我们看到的是一个多疑的多马。
We saw this a very doubtful Thomas.
多马他爱不爱耶稣呢？
Did Thomas love Jesus?
他爱耶稣。
He loved Jesus.
多马对耶稣有没有热忱呢？
Does he have a zeal to Jesus?
他有很多的热忱。
Yes, he has zeal and passion.
事实上，假如你去看约翰福音，除了这一处的地方，多马给人的形象常常就是有很多的问题。
But if you go to study the Gospel of John, Thomas has given many issues on this.
我们可以从两个地方看啊。
We can see from two places.
一个地方就是在约翰福音的第十一章。
First is the John chapter 11.
约翰福音的十一章里面讲到耶稣所爱的那个家庭。
You talked about the family that Jesus loved.
你们知道耶稣爱的那个家庭是谁吗
？You know the family that Jesus loved.
就是马大、玛利亚。
There's Martha and Mary.
然后呢，他们的弟弟叫做拉撒路死，拉撒路病了。
And his their brother Lazarus was sick.
所以他们就去告诉耶稣。说你所爱的那个人他病了。
So he went to tell Jesus that the brother that you love was sick.
可是耶稣就在那里故意的单言，然后我们就在约翰福音的十一章那里看到耶稣后来让拉撒路复活。
Jesus was delayed intentionally, but yet we saw the resurrection of Lazarus.
但是我们在约翰福音十一章的十六节那里看到这个多马他讲。
And in verse 16, Thomas said,
他说多马又称为迪斯马，就对那同坐门徒的说，我们也去和他同死吧。
Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, let us also go.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣前面有被犹太人敌视，要置他于死。
Because before Jesus was being condemned by the Romans or the Jews.
所以呢他心里面，多马心里面是爱耶稣。
So Thomas loved Jesus.
但是他不知道耶稣要去的那个到底是做什么。
But he did not know the reason that Jesus had to go.
所以我们在约翰福音十一章十六节那里看到是一个不信的多马，看到是一个多疑的多马。
We see this at John 11. That's a very doubtful and non-believing Thomas.
他不知道耶稣是可以给人生命的主，因为耶稣说什么？他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。”
He did not know that Jesus could give us a life. He says, "I am the life, I'm the way."
反而他对耶稣说，他说，我们也去和他同死吧。
And he said, "Let us go together and to die with Jesus."
我们在另外一处的地方，在约翰福音的第十四章，在那里也提到多马。
And also in John chapter 14, is also mentioned Thomas.
耶稣在约翰福音的第十四章一开始的时候，讲到一段非常安慰人心的话。
In the beginning of chapter 14, it talks about a very comforting passage.
也就是今天当我们的亲人，当我们的朋友，当我们的弟兄姊妹离开世界的时候。
That is when our loved ones, our brothers and sisters, when they leave the world.
我们常常会在安息礼拜所读的。
We will read this passage in the funeral and services.
耶稣在第十四章的第一节那里说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God and believe also in me.
他说，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已经告诉你们了。
My father's house has many rooms. If there were not so, would I have told you?
然后耶稣在那里，在十四章的第四节那里，他说，我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
In verse 4 it says, you know the way to the place where I am going.
可是这里你看，再一次看到这个非常让人扫兴的多马。
You hear, you see that the very doubtful Thomas again.
在第五节那里，多马对他说，他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，要怎么知道那条路呢？
Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?
所以再一次你看到多马在耶稣的身边。
So you see that Thomas was by the side of Jesus?
多马当然知道耶稣的衣食住行。
Of course, Thomas knows the living, the lives of Jesus.
多马爱不爱耶稣?
Did Thomas love Jesus?
他爱耶稣。
He loved Jesus.
他不爱也不会跟随。
If not, he would not be following
him. 但是他心里面永远有这样一个的问题。
But in this heart, there's always this issue.
在这里他自己说出来，就是在二十章那里他说，假如我不能够看见他手上的钉痕，不能够用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Just like in chapter 20, unless I see the nail mark in his hand, I put my finger where the nails are, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
当我们看到多马的时候，
When we see Thomas,
今天早上我也希望我们每一个人能够看到，我们就是那个多疑的多马。
I hope that each one of us can see that we are that doubtful Thomas.
我看一本关于祷告的书啊。
I read a book that talks about praying.
我以前跟弟兄姊妹分享过，是一个旧约的教授他写的关于祷告的书。
I shared with you before. It is a Old Testament professor. He wrote a book about prayer.
他这个名字啊很容易记啊，我给我女儿也买了一本，不知道她现在读到哪里。
This book is very easy to remember. I give my daughter also a copy, and I know where she is.
这个书的名字叫Pray When Your Eyes Are Open.
The title of the book is Pray When Your Eyes Are Open.
啊，那这个旧约的教授他就讲，他说一个基督徒祷告生命里面，你要知道一件事情。
This The professor said that when you pray, you know that you have to know one thing.
耶稣已经为我们复活了。
Jesus has resurrected for us.
我们已经得到了这个生命。
We've already received this life.
但是一直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
But until he comes again,
我们还有一长段等待的时间。
We have a long period of waiting.
在等待的时间里面，并不是完美的。
During this period of waiting, we are not perfect.
在等待的时间里面，我们有疾病。
During this period of waiting, we have sickness.
我们有痛苦。
We have sufferings.
我们有忧虑。
We have worries.
我们有很多的不愉快。
We have many unhappiness.
在这样的一个情形里面，其实我们的境况就好像这位多疑的多马一样。
I know these circumstances are our situations are like the same as Thomas.
我们常常会有这样的问题，以至于我们有的时候会在主的面前很真实的说，假如不这样的话，我总不信。
We have many a situation like that. If you don't believe it like that, I will not believe it.
所以今天早上我们来做这个复活节的礼拜的时候，弟兄姊妹有没有在这位多疑的多马里面看到我们自己的影子呢？
So on this Easter service Sunday, do you see yourself like just like Thomas?
但是我们看到当多马提出这个问题的时候，你想象一下当时的情景。
When Thomas raised this question, just think about the situation at that time.
可能在多马周围有许多的人。
Maybe among him there are many people.
可能他就怪多马。
He was blaming Thomas.
当我们都在的时候。
When we're all around.
当我们都在做礼拜的时候，你去了哪里？
When we're having this service, where were you?
你没有看见主是你的错。
You didn't see Jesus, it's your fault.
可能有的人就怪多马没有在那里。
People were blaming Thomas not being there.
可能有人就怪多马，你是何等小的信心。
Because the people blamed Thomas for having little faith.
可是今天我们继续读下去，看二十六节往下。
So let us continue reading from verse 26.
他说过了八日。
It says a week later.
门徒又在屋里。
His disciples were in the house again.
他说多马也和他们同在。
And Thomas was with them.
门都关了，耶稣来站在他们当中说：“愿你们平安。”
Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
我们首先看到这位复活的主，他真真实实的来到门徒的中间。
We see this resurrected God is truly is among all these disciples.
他也真正的跟他们讲这句话说：“愿你们平安。”
And he has truly said this to them, "That peace be with you."
真正的平安，只有跟这位复活的主有关联。
The true peace has only been with this Lord Jesus.
然后呢，我们看到在二十七节，他就对多马说。
And in verse 27, he said to Thomas,
他说：“伸过你的指头来，摸我的手；伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑。”总要信。
Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put into my side. Stop doubting and believe.
耶稣来到门徒的中间。
Jesus came among the disciples.
耶稣知不知道多马的不信？
Did Jesus know his undoubtedness?
他当然知道。
Of course he did.
耶稣应该用什么样的方式去跟多马讲呢？
What kind of method should Jesus be talking to Thomas?
也许耶稣可以来到多马的面前。
Maybe Jesus could come to Thomas.
指着多马说。
Pointing at him.
我不是指着他。他可以指着多马说。
He could point at Thomas.
说你这个小信的人啊。
He's on the less faith, the people, person less
faith. 你这个不信的人啊。
This person of less faith.
你从过去就是这样。
You were like that from the beginning.
你到现在怎么还没有改变呢？
Until now you have not changed.
他完全可以这么做，对不对？
He could totally do that.
他可以完全跟，就像我们刚才读到马可福音十六章那里，他可以责备多马。
He could blame Thomas just like we read in Mark 16.
他或者可以跟多马说什么？你的要求太过分了。
Or maybe you can say to Thomas, you're asking for too much.
你问的这些问题，你是过分的要求，你是一个很愚蠢的提问。
Of course, these questions you're asking for too much. What stupid questions they are.
可是我们看到耶稣在这里，他所做的是什么
？But we see that what Jesus did here.
他所做的是一个完全就近谦卑的方式来对多马的怀疑。
What he did was a very, very humble method to respond to Thomas on doubtfulness.
弟兄姊妹，我看到有一个就是香港的狗仔队他写的新闻啊。
I read a news written by a Hong Kong paparazzi.
我想我们在座的年纪可能都知道洪金宝，对不对
？I know that all people among you know Samuel Hong. 洪金宝。
大概你不知道洪金宝，或者你就不喜欢看武打的电影，
maybe,
或者你就太年轻了。
Maybe you don't like watching martial arts movie. Maybe you're too young.
他们就是说洪金宝现在才七十刚过，但是他到香港的街上要坐轮椅了。
He said that Samuel Hong just passed his 70 age, but he's riding his wheelchair nowadays on the street.
那么他说在街上就碰到一个乞丐。
And he ran to a beggar.
他们就称赞洪金宝。他说这个大明星，当他要给钱的时候，他是怎么给呢？
And they were praising Samuel for because when he needs to offer this beggar some money, how did he give?
他说第一，他给的不是一块两块。
First, he didn't give just $1 or $2.
第一，他给的是一个比较大面额的一个钱。
He gave something with a bigger face value.
但是最重要的，他说他给他钱的时候，不是你知道乞丐是怎么讨钱的吗
？You know how beggar beg for money?
乞丐不会说 Clement, 给我钱，给我钱。
Give me money.
他会说什么
？What would he say?
他会蹲在地下，然后要。Clement, 给我一点钱。
You kneel down and beg, please give me some money.
他说这个明星给他钱的时候，尽管他坐在轮椅上面，但是他竭尽全力要把这个钱放在他的手里面，表示对这个乞丐的尊重。
Even though he was on the confined wheelchair, Samuel Hong had to really get close to this beggar to give him that money to pay him that respect.
主耶稣基督他给我们的远远多过这个大面值的几百块、几千块。
What Jesus gave us is much, much more than this face value.
他给我们的是生命，并且给我们的是更丰盛的生命。
What he gave us was a more abundant, very abundant life.
但是你看到耶稣是怎么样进入到多马的生命里面呢？
So how you see the how Jesus came into the life of Thomas?
我刚刚说，他完全可以对着多马去责备他。
He could have come to Thomas and blamed him.
去教训他。
And reprimand him.
但是你看到他对着多马好像看起来无理的要求。
Yeah, this unreasonable asking from Thomas seems to be unreasonable.
他却说：“伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁。”
He said, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand into my side."
这是耶稣。
This is Jesus.
我记得我礼拜五的晚上我就提到说。25年前，1999年是我第一次过受难节。
I mentioned Friday night that, excuse me, 25 years ago in 1999 is the first time I spent this Good Friday.
也是我第一次过复活节，作为一个基督徒。
It's the first time I spent Good Friday as a Christian.
但是，我为什么会成为一个？今天很多人说。你为什么会成为一个基督徒呢？你为什么会成为一个神的儿女呢
？Why did you become a Christian? Why did you become a child of the Lord?
那我就想起来啊，我到了美国，我1998年到美国，然后我就说，在美国我到底认识谁呢
？I came here in 1998, and when I first came, who do I know?
我就记得，在 Berkeley 有一个。曾经到过我大学的教授。
I remember back in Berkeley, there was a professor that visited me before.
Berkeley 那些神学院，也就是 Barron 现在在辐射的地方，它有一个神学院的 consortium 叫做 GTU.
The seminaries in Berkeley where Byron is serving right now, there is a GTU.
那它下面有一所天主教的神学院。他呢要到中国来做一些访问呢、啊，但是他不能够用这个 GTU 的名字，也不能够用神学院的名字。
And there is a Catholic seminary that needed to visit China, but they cannot come to China with their name GTU.
所以他在上海的时候呢，他就用他叫做在 Berkeley 下面 UC Berkeley 下面。它叫做多元文化的研究所，它用这个名字。
So they use the name of Multicultural Study under the University of California Berkeley to come visit Shanghai.
在上海的时候呢，我的这个 mentor 就给我这个 assignment， 他说你要带他去吃饭。
So back in Shanghai, under this mentor, he said to me that you need to go have some meals with him.
然后呢，他说。你要把他从他的 hotel 带到学校的 classroom， 让他来讲课。
You need to bring him from the hotel to the classroom to have some classes.
这是我跟他唯一的经历。
And that was the only interaction I had.
但是我到了美国了，我就想，我到底认识谁呢？所以呢，我就写了一封信给他。
So after coming to America, who did I know? So I wrote him a letter.
然后他就写信，那个时候好像没有。25年、26年前，有多少人是用 email？ 更不要提 text message。
So 25 or 6 years ago, nobody was using email, not to mention the text message.
所以呢，他就写了信，然后回来寄了一张机票给我。他说：“你 Christmas 到我这里来。”
So he wrote me back, sending me also a ticket to come visit me during Christmas.
我到后来才知道，他是在天主教里面是多么大的一个人物。
Later, I found out he's such a great person in the Catholic.
他在 GTU 下面的那个神学院，现在搬到 San Diego. 他在那里做了17年的院长。
He has been the principal of that GTU for 17 years.
那首先我跟你讲，他在那里教这个叫做基督论啊，英文叫 Christology.
So he was teaching Christology at that place.
那首先他就是说。他说：“你怎么样看耶稣基督呢
？”First, he mentioned, "How do you see Jesus Christ?"
他的学生就说：“他说老师教我怎么样去认识耶稣基督。
”So his student said that the teacher teaches us how to know Jesus Christ.
今天我假如要跟 Billy 讲话，假如我是代表耶稣基督
，So today if I need to talk to brother Billy, if I represent Jesus Christ,
他就说。耶稣应该怎么样跟 Billy 讲话呢
？You say that Jesus should have said to Billy like that.
他说耶稣不会站着跟坐着的比利讲话。
Jesus would not be standing and talking to the Billy who was
sitting. 并且他说他会，假如他是耶稣的话，我会怎么做呢？我会到比利的面前，这样蹲下来，这是耶稣，是不是？这是耶稣蹲在比利的面前，而不是站在比利的面前。
If he were Jesus, he would come to in front of Billy. He would kneel down and talk to Billy like that, and that's Jesus.
回到他给我这张机票，我就飞到 Oakland 机场，然后他去接我。
Going back to this ticket, so I flew into Oakland, and he came to see me.
我就住在他的家里面。
I live in his house.
你知道他是一个天主教的神父。
You know he's a Catholic father.
他在 Richmond 租了一个 apartment.
He rented an apartment in Richmond.
你知道 Richmond 不是一个好的地方。
You know that Richmond's not a good place.
所以他租了一个 bedroom, 一个这个房间的一个 apartment.
So he rented a one-bedroom apartment.
所以晚上我就跟他要同睡在一个房间。
So I was staying with him in the same room.
他就把他的大床让给我。
He let me sleep on his bed.
他就在旁边支起一个折叠的床。
He just have some little bed by the side.
主人睡在折叠床上。
The owner of the place is sleeping on a small bed.
我睡在他的大床上。
And I was sleeping on his big bed.
然后他说，你想要有一些什么 entertainment?
And he asked me what kind of entertainment would I like.
然后我就说，看个电影吧。
And I said maybe a movie.
二十五六年前，要么你去那个电影院是吗？
25-26 years ago, maybe you go to the theater.
所以我们就去了 Blockbuster. 在座的知不知道这个 Blockbuster？
We wanted Blockbuster.
去租了一个这个影带，录像带。
To rent a videotape.
然后你看到他作为一个天主教的神父。
So him being a Catholic father.
他真正是非常的贫穷。
He was very, truly very poor.
因为为什么？
Because.
因为天主教当他奉献的时候，他的呼召就是要守贫守节。
Because when they do offerings in the Catholic, he has to his hands are supposed to be clean.
但是我可以告诉你，耶稣怎么样进入到我的生命。
But I can tell you how Jesus came into my life.
他也许可以跟我讲，他说耶稣是道路、真理、生命。
He could have told me that Jesus is the way, the truth, and life.
他也许可以跟我讲，耶稣是复活的主。
He could have told me that Jesus is the resurrected God.
但是我并不一定会相信。
Or maybe I would not believe.
但是就是因为他用了这种谦卑的方式。
But because he used this humble way.
我刚刚提到说，他在天主教里面是一个 big name.
He is a big name in the Catholic.
但是却对这样一个微不足道的穷学生。
But yet to me such a poor, needy student.
却让我可以在家里面，在他的家里面被尊重，放在一个尊贵的地位。
That it put me in such a high place, such a respectable place in his house.
所以你现在讲了，我讲这个是让你回过头来，你看到耶稣怎么样对多马。
I mentioned this is to let you know that how Jesus treated Thomas.
耶稣完全可以对多马说什么？多马，你错了。
Jesus could have told Thomas, Thomas, you're wrong.
你现在没有看到我吗？
Do you not see me now?
但是耶稣怎么样对多马？
How did Jesus treat Thomas?
你还记得吗？
Do you remember?
两个门徒去到以马忤斯的路上。
The two disciples went to on the way to Emmaus.
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 那两个门徒，他同样也是不相信啊。
The two disciples also did not believe.
耶稣一路与他们同行。
Jesus walked with them.
可是他们却不认识耶稣。
But yet they did not know Jesus.
可是耶稣一路跟他们什么同吃同住，
and Jesus would spend the time to eat and walk with them,
并且把经上的话向他们讲明白，
and also told them the his teachings.
直到耶稣离开的时候，他们才知道耶稣，
until he left that, they knew that they were,
知道耶稣就在他们的旁边，
that they were with Jesus.
所以你看到耶稣对这个多疑的多马，他没有责备，反而用这样一个方式来回应多马无理的要求。
So to this very doubtful Thomas, Jesus did not reprimand him, but yet treated him with very respectable way.
但是你看到多马的回应是什么？
What was Thomas' response?
非常奇妙的，假如你仔细的去读约翰福音这里，你没有看到多马接下来描写说什么。
If you read this carefully, you
是约翰省略了吗
？Did Joseph neglected that?
是约翰省略了吗？他没有说应该合理的应该是说什么
？He should have said some reasonable things like.
我们读二十七节。
We read verse 27.
他说：“伸过你的指头来摸。”
Put your finger here.
摸我的手。
See my hand.
伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
Reach out your hand and put it to my side. Stop doubting and believe.
接下来应该说，多马就伸出他的手来，是不是应该正确的描写应该是什么
？What should be the correct description after that?
多马就伸出他的手来。
Thomas reached out his hands.
探入那个钉痕。
And felt the marks.
伸出又用手探入他的肋旁。
And also reach out his hand.
没有，没有。
But it didn't say that.
你看见多马马上有一个信心的宣告，说什么
？Thomas has a new response saying,
我的主，我的神。二十八节，多马说：“我的主，我的神。”
Thomas said, "My Lord, my God."
弟兄姊妹，今天早上让我们。跟多马，我们不要看多马是多疑的，其实我们也是多疑的。
So do not look at Thomas, including ourselves. We are very doubtful.
但是多马的回应是今天我们值得思想的。
But what Thomas responded is what we need to ponder about.
我不晓得你自己的生命里面，你有多少的不相信、忧虑、痛苦、苦读。
I don't know in yourself how much there are, how much sufferings, worries.
但是，假如你看到这位复活的主，他以这样一个谦卑的方式在你的面前。
But if you see this resurrected God, he used such a humble way to appear to you.
你应该会像多马一样有这样一个信心的宣告。
You should proclaim like Thomas did, seeing him.
事实上在美国有一个非常伟大的牧师叫做 James Boyce, 大家可能多少看过他的书。
There is a very famous pastor named James Boyce.
他说多马也许在一个非常无助，因为他想要知道究竟，想要知道耶稣是不是真的复活了。
Maybe Thomas was in such a helpless situation that he wanted to know whether Jesus really resurrected.
但是他说他讲这句话，他说 ：“No case, no case is hopeless. Your case is not hopeless.”
He said that no case is hopeless, but your case is not hopeless.
他说没有一件事情是没有盼望的，你所遭遇的也不是没有盼望的。
There's no case that's hopeless, and what you encounter is also not hopeless.
所以他接下来他说，你以为多马。他不信是让人很羞辱，是不是
？So you think that if Thomas did not believe, this is that shameful to me?
可是他说，你看看，今天我们叫亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，我们称他是什么
？We call Abraham what?
亚伯拉罕，我们称他叫做信心之父
，the father of faith.
可是你知道，亚伯拉罕不是牧师的儿子
，Abraham is not the son of a pastor.
亚伯拉罕不是生出来就是基督徒
，Abraham was not a Christian when born.
亚伯拉罕是出在一个相信异教的家庭
，He was born in a cult family.
你也许会赞叹说，摩西到了法老的面前是多么的雄才大略
，You could even say that Moses was very grateful in front of Pharaoh.
可是他说，你不要忽略了，摩西他真正是一个。讲话结结巴巴的人
，But Moses was a person who stuttered.
他说：“你今天，比方我们今天看到的这个约翰福音
，For example, we read this John.
假如你看约翰福音，看约翰一二三书，你会看到说，约翰他里面有多少的爱？因为约翰一二三书最主要是讲到爱。
You read John and also John 1, 2 and 3, you see how much love John had.
可是你很难相信。”约翰原来是一个多么暴躁的人，他的名字叫做什么
？But John was originally a very temporal person.
他原来的名字叫做 Son of Thunder， 就是雷霆子。
His name was originally called as Son of Thunder。
你看到保罗在教会的历史里面，在圣经里面留下多少卷的书信
？And Paul left many letters in the Bible。
可是你不会想到，原来保罗原来是一个迫害基督徒的人，却成为一个多么爱主的主的门徒。
You never would have thought of that Paul was a persecutor of Christians, and then he later believed.
弟兄姊妹，我们就是多马。
We are Thomas.
我们有我们的痛苦。
We have our suffering.
我们有我们的挣扎。
We have our struggles.
但是我们今天要感谢神。
But we have to thank God.
因为他怎么样向多马显现
？Because how he appeared to Thomas.
他怎么样邀请多马？他说：“伸过你的指头来。”摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。他这么样对多马说，他同样也对我们说。
How he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put into my side." What he said to Thomas, he also said to us.
但最重要的是，今天弟兄姊妹，我们有没有像多马一样，有这样一个完全的一个信心上的宣告说，说我的主。我的神
But similarly, brothers and sisters, are we also proclaiming God like Thomas did, my God, my Lord?
复活节真正，我们不光要在这里宣告说，我们的主已经复活了，他是活的神。
Not only we need to proclaim in the Easter that our Lord is risen, he's a risen Lord.
更加重要的是，我们要信他，我们要把他当作我们的主，我们的神。
But most importantly, we need to treat him as our Lord, our Savior.
接下来我们看到，当多马说“我的主，我的神”以后，耶稣接下来说
，After Thomas said that, "My Lord, my God," what's following?
他说：“你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的，有福了。
”Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believed.
耶稣在这里，他告诉我们，真正的信心到底是什么
？Jesus clearly tells us that what is the true faith.
真正的信心不是因为看见才相信。
The true faith is not you believe when you see it.
真正的信心是因为你相信神就在你里面工作。
The true faith is that you believe it and the Lord is working within you.
并且耶稣在这里很清楚地说，他说：“那没有看见就信的有福了。”
Jesus clearly says that blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我们在座的每一位都有福了，是不是
？Brothers and sisters, are we all sitting here are blessed, right?
你的福从哪里来
？Where does your blessing come from?
因为你没有看见你就信了。
Because you believe without seeing it.
约翰福音第二十章三十节到三十一节，他很清楚的，他说，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，因为我们知道约翰福音是记载了许多的神迹。
And Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded.
但是三十一节他说，但记这些事要叫你们信什么呢
？But in verse 31 says, but these are written because.
他说要叫你们信。耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Because you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
刚刚我说，我们都是多马。
We all, I just said that we are all Thomas.
我们都需要做这样的信心宣告。
We need all to proclaim in the.
我们都要把耶稣放在我们的生命里面。
We all need to put Jesus in our lives.
因为他是我们的主，是我们的神。
He's our Lord, our God.
但是，耶稣在这里提醒我们说，就是今天在教会里面，我们往往容易走错路。
Because today we need to be reminded that because we always walk astray.
我们以为说我们信了。主耶稣就可以在我们生命里面行许多的神迹。
We all think that after believe that Jesus is going to perform miracles in us.
但是耶稣在这里说什么
？But Jesus, what Jesus said here?
不是因为你们有神迹你才信我。
Not because you have miracles, you believe me.
而是要让你们信了 耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But they believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and then by believing, you may have this life.
弟兄姊妹，你真正觉得自己有永生的生命吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you all believe that you have eternal life?
今天有多少的基督徒，他不相信你是有永恒的生命
？Today, there are many Christians that still do not believe he has eternal life.
假如你今天信了他，却不相信你得到这个永恒的生命，是多么悲哀的一个事情。
Do you truly believe in him, but yet you don't believe that eternal life is such a how pitiful thing?
因为从过往几个月我们知道
，because in the past few months we know that.
假如你是一个王
，if you're a king,
你不能够保证你有永恒的生命。
You cannot guarantee that you have everlasting life.
King Charles 他也会得癌症。
King Charles also has cancer.
年轻 不能够保证你没有疾病。
A young man cannot guarantee he has no sickness.
他的媳妇，这个叫什么 Kay 是吧
？Yeah. Kay Middleton.
他也得了癌症是吗
？His daughter-in-law Kay Middleton also has cancer.
但是，对他们的威胁是世上的生命。
But to them, the threat is just the secular life.
每一个人都不能够。因为你世上的拥有的东西来保证你有永恒的生命。
Each person on the earth cannot because of what you own can guarantee you have eternal life.
但是耶稣在这里说
But Jesus says here,
他说只要你信耶稣是基督是神的儿子并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
Jesus says again, you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have eternal life.
所以今天我们大家一起来到这个复活节的早上。
So we all come to this Easter Sunday morning.
让我们来思想一下。
Let us ponder.
也许我们在过往许多年，我们都说耶稣已经复活了。
Maybe in the past few years we know that Jesus has resurrected.
但是我们真正思想耶稣复活的大能，你有没有进入到你生命的里面？
But the power of Jesus' resurrection, did it come, go into your, to you?
你可能听见。
Maybe you have listened.
你可能看见。
You have seen.
但是你 有没有像这位多疑的多马一样在这里宣告说我的主我的神。
But were you like this doubtful Thomas and proclaim that my Lord, my God?
但愿我们都可以因为这位复活而又谦卑的主
Maybe all through this humble and resurrected God,
把我们自己的生命完全交托在他的手里面
give our all lives into his hands,
到我们有一天见他面的日子
that one day when we come to see him,
我们一起低头祷告
let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你
Our Father, Lord, we thank you.
因为你把你的独生爱子给我们
because you've given your only son to us.
也让我们知道说主已经复活了
Now let us know that the Lord has resurrected.
因为你复活了，让我们有盼望。
Because of your resurrection, we have this hope.
因为你复活了，也让我们知道我们是有生命的。
Because you've risen, we know that we have life.
并且我们所得的是永恒的生命。
And we have this eternal life.
主啊，我们就求你，让我们在你面前降服。
Lord, may we all surrender to you.
可以说，我的主，我的神。
And proclaim to say that, my Lord, my God.
成为我们生命里面的掌管。
To become the power of our lives.
感谢主
Thank you, Lord.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.